Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member, and in this segment I'm going to be going over a data set, a new data set that I've learned about, and that is the NLS. And basically this is a data. So the name of this data set is National Longitudinal Survey of Youth. And while this is not a full data set, there's really important components of this. So what is really important and interesting actually about this is that this follows up individuals all the way from 1979 to 2020. So this is something that has quite a bit of potential. Now, just to make note of the fact that some of the sample sizes and some of the amount of people are not as many as, say, National Health Interview Survey. However, this can provide quite a bit of information regarding some of the basic diseases and conditions that people have. Just looking at health conditions, there are actually 407 variables in here. 212 for youth, 75 for parents, and then 120 for family members. And then even mental health, there's about 97 variables. There's a depression scale, satisfaction, dinner, anxiety, and some other ones that are available. What I recommend you to do is, you know, it is always ideal to be able to explore some of these data sets and see what is contained within them so that you can potentially conduct some studies here. So there's multiple components. There's even COVID-19 data and crime and substance use. So keep in mind about this data set as you're conducting your own research. Again, this is from 1979 to 2020. And you actually don't forget to use custom weights as used in NHANES and NHIS. I hope this has provided you with some insight. Thank you for listening.